We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. I understand I'm both an LPC and an LMFT. However, this is not intended as a substitute for professional services of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services.
This is Zorik
and Emma,
host of the world famous date podcast.
Ooh.
We have a lot to talk about today. It's just Emma and myself.
Is it because we're bilingual? Is that what you're saying?
You're bilingual.
Oh, you're not bilingual?
I'm not. I know a little bit of another language, but...
You're not fluent.
I'm not fluent. Not even close.
Oh, I thought you were.
But today is not a language lesson.
Surprise to me.
Emma, today we're going to talk about these nasty habits that you probably should refrain from.
And, right. Yep, and I don't do a lot of these,
okay.
Or most of these, and I which doesn't come as a surprise.
You don't do any of these? Oh, my gosh.
Not in a relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, I do some of these, or actually all of these in a relationship. We'll talk about that. But first, where can everyone find us?
Yeah, everyone can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and anywhere else you guys get your podcast. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button if this is your first time so that you can always get our episodes downloaded and you can listen to us while you're like jogging or driving to work or whatever it is. And then leave us a review talking about how amazing and great we are. If you have any like show topics, comments, anything that you like want to complain about, hopefully nothing. You can leave us an email, hello@datepodcast.com. And you can also find us on @datepodcast on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
So now to the fun stuff. What?
Now to the fun stuff.
Are you serious? Are you just playing it because you've done such a good job.
It's been
in
a
the
long
past.
Time.
I know. And I didn't want to call you out on it either because I was worried and it still happened. Okay. I don't want to say I told you so. Actually, no, I take it back.
You just said
it. I do like saying I told you so, and therefore I'm very confident in my I told you so.
Okay.
So let me get in my soapbox on for a little bit.
Get on it.
I don't care if you have tattoos. I'm fine with tattoos. Tattoos or whatever. I have an issue if you get a tattoo of someone else's name on your body.
We have talked about this,
that's
yes.
That's a significant other, because chances are you're going to break up and then you're stuck with this person's name on your body.
Wait a second, who broke up?
I told you so, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So this happened on Sunday. And I get it. Like it's, you know, one of the quotes that I keep finding is that she says it's a lot in a very short time, which it is. And it was, and, I'm just like kind of putting everything together that like her ex-boyfriend probably passing away was just kind of like the tip of the iceberg. And she probably just needed like to refocus on herself, which I totally get.
So
you're giving me a confused look.
They were going so strong. It was like a rocket ship going into space. Like they were moving really fast. And like we said in the previous episode, you should not go so fast, especially with a tattoo, because that's it's permanent-ish.
They also moved in together right before, like right after they got engaged, like through the summer. And so it was a lot really quickly.
Yeah, and I just don't know what to say about it. I mean, I think we called it though, right? I think we called it that it wouldn't last too long.
Nope.
Because it was, because they were engaged, right?
What?
Were they engaged? They were engaged.
Who? Mac Miller and Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, they weren't engaged?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I think they were just dating, and then they, like, broke up, and then her and Grande, or Ariana Grande and Davidson got together. And then, like, it got engaged within, like,
Pete
a month.
Davidson.
Yeah, Pete
You're
Davidson.
Confusing me. Okay, Davidson. Yeah. Pete Davidson. Okay.
Yep. And what was so funny is that he was talking about her at Saturday Night Live, like, the Saturday before this happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what else?
Huh?
2 weeks ago, he was on Howard Stern talking about how much he was in love with her and how mm-hmm. it was so great. And then look what happens. But he probably... See, you know, sometimes people talk really... They talk up the relationship, but
right.
there could be shit going on in the
yeah.
background.
Yes. I also think, like, she's probably just going through a lot and she does probably just need her space. So, I get it. My whole point on all this is just don't get someone else's tattoo named.
Yeah.
Or someone's name tattooed on you.
Yeah. I wonder who broke up with who.
I bet she probably broke up with him.
Yeah.
I feel like she probably did it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not anything against him. I think she just needed time to heal. Like, she's been going, like, this was a lot that happened, and she's grieving and she's processing, and, you know, there might be a little bit of, like, guilt in that too. Because fans were really mean to her when Mac Miller passed away. Like, they basically, like, blamed her for everything, and it had nothing to do with her.
So if you're Ariana Grande and we were at a jazz lounge and you just had to tell me you wanted to break up with me, how would you
do think
it?
She broke up with him at a jazz lounge?
Just go with me here, okay?
Oh my gosh.
How would you break up with somebody if you had to?
That's a very good question that I don't have experience.
You don't have
in.
You can't just okay.
I don't know. I just be like, I like it's not working out for me. Like,
so, hold on,
I can't
hold on.
Do
so,
this anymore.
I'd be like, Emma, is this a great place?
Oh my gosh, I'm like so nervous right now. Let me just tell you how high my anxiety is. Like, that's exactly how the breakups go for me.
Oh. This is a fake breakup, and are you getting anxious?
No, but I'm telling you, like, that's exactly what I would say. I would talk about how anxious I am about the fact that I'm trying to have this conversation with
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. And I'll be like, Arianda. Arianda.
Arianda.
Arianda, why are you so anxious, Arianda?
Well, this is like a really difficult conversation. Ellie, I can't even look at you because it would just, it's like so awkward to break up with someone. Like, yeah. I get it has to be done, but it's so awkward. I don't know.
You wouldn't know what to say.
No, I never know what to say when the breakup happens.
Okay.
I don't. Why are you putting me on the spot?
Okay, fine.
I just got like fake anxiety just like doing this.
Arianda was not going to break up with me today.
No.
Okay, well, that's a sad story.
It is sad.
Okay, so let's talk about our topic of today, which is nasty. These habits are a bad move early on in relationships. And this is by Marianne Garvey, which we've talked about a few of her articles before.
Mm-hmm.
This
she
is
knows
another,
what's up.
She knows relationships, and this is another great one. And it begins to say, Porch surveyed over 1,000 people about their relationships to discover if embarrassing behaviors are pushing these partners away, and found that couples whose marriages ended in divorce said that they would act faster in showing their bad habits in a new relationship. That is a long sentence. But yeah, so some of the findings that she talks about is...
I don't get that statement. I'm trying to understand it. Is it saying that if they showed their embarrassing behaviors quickly, they got divorced faster? Or are they just trying to say, like, the happier, like, the longer your marriage lasts, the quicker you have to show these embarrassing habits?
I would say that...
I haven't had enough coffee today.
Yeah. I would say that if the partner... If I saw this earlier on in the relationship, I would have divorced faster.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
so
how
what
I
I'm doing
yeah.
is right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
For once, I'm doing something right.
You are.
I avoid all of these things. Don't play my sound. Okay. You better not.
I will
Don't
not play your sound. Cue the sound.
Oh, my
gosh. That was a baby war. Okay. So, as it turns out, she goes on to say men might have an easier time than women with certain aspects
yes.
of their relationship.
I agree.
And also, it says here, people who were satisfied with their relationships waited around a year or longer before giving up on diet and exercise.
Huh.
So that's like letting yourself go.
Yes.
And I think that's what I do too in my, what's what I've done in my past relationships. Like, cause you know, like I'm single.
Right.
Before a date, I hit the gym. I do some weights. I whiten my teeth.
Do you leave it on all day or just for like the time that it
just at 30 minutes?
You?
I don't, you know.
So you whiten your teeth before every date?
Most. I'd say 90% of all my dates, I whiten my teeth.
That's why you have really white teeth.
Oh, well, thank you.
I didn't say nice teeth. I just said white teeth.
I take that as a compliment. So okay. No matter what you say.
Okay.
Also, says here, men also seemed more comfortable with their bodies and passing gas earlier in their relationship. Isn't that okay? That's okay, right? Right?
Sorry.
I mean, when is it okay to pass gas in a relationship, Emma?
Never. In your sleep. That's about it. In your sleep. If you're asleep, that's when it's okay. Because you have no idea that it's happening.
And you have no control over
it. No control over it.
How about when you orgasm? Is it okay to fart when you orgasm? Yes or no? Rick,
have you ever done that before?
I have not. Okay, that was not my question in that episode. That was from somebody else that we know and that's close to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can fart in a relationship.
And I dislike him so much right now for putting that question in your mind.
That question will always be in every episode going forward. But so what's wrong with farting, Emma? Farting is a natural thing.
It is a very natural thing. People do fart. I get it. They pass gas. I get it. Flatulence happens.
It does. So if you're in a relationship and you guys are watching, I don't know, Harry Potter, and he just rips a big one, is that okay?
No.
No. What would you do?
I have pushed him away and be like, I'm not cuddling you the rest of the night then.
What if it's a fart, but what if it doesn't smell? It's just a noise.
Please stop. Oh, my gosh.
It's just a noise.
I swear, you're such a 10-year-old sometimes.
So I'm trying to ask you a question. Is that okay?
Right, I know, but this question's obviously making me uncomfortable, and you know this, and you still keep doing it.
Oh, okay. So farting is not okay with Emma. So if you marry Emma, you can never fart.
Yes, you can.
Just not around you, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. It happens. Like, I get it. But at the same time, like, can we be respectful about, our flatulence? Like, can we be respectful about our farting? Like, where we fart and, like, when we fart?
Mm-hmm. Is it okay if he farts in the bedroom and just comes back in the living room and gets back on the couch and watches?
If I'm not going into the bedroom for a while, then yeah, that should be fine.
Okay.
They made poo-pourri for a reason. There's candles for reasons.
Yes. So, I don't know. I think it's okay. But I'm a guy. So, and sometimes I'm a 10-year-old boy.
You are a 10-year-old boy. Here's where it kind of gets weird for me. Mm-hmm. And, I'm okay with kids passing gas. Like, I'm like, all right, little kids are going to pass gas. Like, my niece passes gas, and I think it's funny. But, if a grown man does it, or, a grown person does it, or if I do it around other people, I'm like, no, that's not funny anymore.
What if you can't hold it? What if you have some medical condition where...
No, you can hold it.
What if...
I know, because I've done it before.
You've held your farts?
Yes.
When was this?
I don't know. I did it at work all the time. I don't know what else to tell you.
You can ask
my coworkers.
You
about
hold your
it.
Fart at work all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. The food made me gassy.
I don't know what to tell you. This is news to me. Okay, I'm gonna ask your coworkers.
Yeah, you should ask them next weekend.
Okay, all right. So under no circumstance does Emma fart around anybody. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
So you have farted in front of somebody.
Yes.
Okay. Who?
My sister.
Okay.
And my mom and my dad.
But isn't your boyfriend or husband as, you know, at that same level? Like family, eventually? So that means
I don't know. I've never gotten to that point, so I can't speak to that.
Okay.
Why am I being questioned here? Is because I'm so uncomfortable with it? Gosh. Did we just spend 5 minutes talking about how uncomfortable I am with farts? Thanks, Zorik.
I can't talk. Oh, okay.
Okay, so let me point out while Zorik recoups himself, because there's literal tears coming out of his eyes right now. The other part, the other thing that it said is that men in relationships, it takes about 5 months to feel comfortable kissing with morning breath and 8 months to open about the flaws, when women just need a few weeks before they're willing to cross those lines.
Wait, slow down.
I disagree.
I don't like kissing with morning
I don't
breath.
Either.
Well, on either end.
No, it grosses me out. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I sleep with a retainer or like a mouth guard. So like definitely no.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent of Altoids and I'm very,
yeah,
I'm always
are.
Checking my breath. And if I just woke up and roll over and kiss somebody, I mean, I don't want to put anyone through that torture. So I'd rather, you know, mouthwash at least, brush my teeth before I kiss somebody in the morning because that's just not cool. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
No. What if your husband rolled over?
Gosh. Why are you questioning me? Why can't you just question yourself?
What if he rolled over in the morning and said, "Hey, Emma," and just laid a fat kiss on you and farted at the same time?
Oh my gosh. I need wine now. Where's the wine?
I don't think we have wine tonight.
We don't have wine tonight.
Okay.
What else? So the other thing that comes out is that, you know, so we know that like the beginning of the relationship, because it kind of has become a running joke where the couple gets a little too comfortable and they start like, and I hate saying this too, just because of the work that I do, like gaining a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. So like it back happens. To the whole working out and diet thing.
So it happens, right?
Why did she start this with that? And then she goes into farting and then she goes back to it. I wonder.
Mm.
Maybe that was like just her main finding.
So men stop working out like a year and 2 months into the relationship on average. And then women stop working out like a year and 8 months into the relationship. And I think that like she says that it's most likely due to no longer finding it as important to keep off the weight. Yes. And I also think that part of it is like going on dates means that you're going out with a person. And so like you're just eating out probably more. Like you're probably cooking less and like staying in less.
Yeah, and I also think that you are influenced by your partner's habits.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not, I don't know, she likes to go out to eat all the time and you kind of like adopted that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But I think as a guy, you guys we should always work out. We should always like hot for our woman.
Exactly.
Right? You got to keep that six pack going.
That's what Dan France tells us from Queer Eye.
Yeah. Just we all have to always look hot.
Yep.
Huh. Okay. But I can see that because when you get in a relationship, you stay in, you do more Netflix and chilling, and you just eat junk food. And this is me. This is me in my past relationships. I've gained 10, 20 pounds, and then I become single and I lose all of it. So it's just an up and down thing. Another point she makes is that men said they let a partner pop their pimples after only 10 months of dating.
That's gross to me. I have a friend who likes to pop my pimples and I only let her pop them.
Yeah.
But it grosses me out that she's popping my pimple.
That's pretty
sick.
But
I let her do it because it gives her satisfaction. That's how much I love her.
Is it like the white pus coming out?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an eruption of whatever it is.
Yeah.
Acne flavors and juices.
Please stop talking about
that's rolling down your cheek.
Yep. Gross.
Oh my gosh, gross. But have you had a boyfriend or a guy you dated pop your pimple before?
No, but my dad has asked me to do it before.
And
do it, but I would have like two cotton balls like soaked with alcohol like between my thumbs and like do it and just like scream the whole time.
he probably asked you because you don't like to do it.
Probably.
Yeah, that's gross. Ew. Okay. This is one thing I think we should never do.
No.
Checking a partner's phone. In what circumstance, Emma, is it okay to check your partner's phone?
I never think it's okay. Let's say he's cheating, like someone's cheating, and let's say whoever is cheating, I don't even think that gives you the right to look through the other person's phone.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a medical emergency, like that's the only time you should be able to look at the phone.
Yeah, it's
like if the person got kidnapped and you gotta find them.
Yeah. Like Taken.
Mm-hmm.
Like Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get in your phone right now and find who you last texted with.
Mm-hmm.
So single women said they would only wait 6 months to check their partner's phone. single men, so they would wait 1 year and 10 months to do the same. And I guess it's the intention. Like, what are you checking it for? Are you checking it for just a, like, maybe you had a list of groceries, a grocery list in your phone? Or maybe she's talking about just, like, snooping, just, like...
Yeah, maybe just snooping, but... Yeah. So then, for me, like, it falls to the kind of level of trust that you have with the person that you're dating. Mm-hmm. Like, how much... Like, if you need to be vigilant of their phone and you need to be, like, pulling a, like, detective mode, do you need to be with that person? Should you?
No, you... Yeah, you have some insecurities there.
Right. And then... The work needs to be done within yourself.
Do you think Ariana Grande checked Pete Davidson's phone and saw like a Tinder?
Again, I don't think it was. I think he was very much. I feel like he was much more in love with her than she was with him. Because I felt like he probably will say it. He's probably like. He probably feels like he upgraded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he said it on SNL. He didn't say those words exactly, but he said something very similar.
Yeah, and something I read, too, is that he just moved into her place. Mm-hmm. And now I guess he's moving out.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Continuing on here, women said they would only need to be 6 months into a relationship to reveal their sexual history, while men required 1 year and 3 months.
All right. Yes. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to say, from a man, I guess you can probably talk about the women's perspective. From a man, we just don't like to talk about it.
I want to know, what's the point of talking about it?
Oh.
What purpose does it serve? If you and I were dating and I asked you, like, how many women you slept with, like, what would be the purpose of me wanting to know? Like, is it because it's based on my insecurity or is it based on something else? And I'm willing to bet that, like, 90% of it is based on my insecurity of something.
Yeah, I guess maybe you want to know if I'm, like, a, you know... If I'm a male gigolo or something.
And what does that matter if I'm with you? Are you doing it while we're dating?
I don't know. That's a good question. And I've really never had anyone ask me, like,
right.
You know, how many people have you slept with? I've never been asked that question, ever.
I guess my point of this is like, are you going to use this information, like, negatively towards your partner someday in the future?
Yeah, like, oh, my gosh, you slept with 100 people, blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right. Right.
My
and if that's the case,
the
I know. And if that's the case, then you don't need to know.
Yeah.
If you're doing it because you're trying to figure out, like, what someone has tried in the past that you want to try currently in their relationship, then that's a little bit different. But then it's kind of that gray line that I'm still kind of like, I don't want to, like, you can just say, like, I've done this before, I like it, and that's about it. You know, I don't need any more details than that.
I wonder how these conversations start. Like, where can you be? Are you at home? Is it during an argument?
Probably.
So how many men have you slept with, Emma? And then it doesn't help anything, asking that question. And what I see here is that it only takes women 6 months. So you guys are pretty open about your sexual history.
I am not.
What if a man asked you, Emma, how many people have you slept with?
Why?
I'm just saying, what?
That would be my answer.
And you wouldn't, okay. Would you answer him?
Why?
Would you answer
that
him?
That would be my answer.
Oh, okay. So you would get, he would get no answer.
He would not get an answer. I'd be like, what's the purpose of you wanting to know? Like, why do you need to know? Well, I just want to know. Okay, why?
Because I just want to know how many men you've slept with, that's all.
Okay.
5 million. You should say something, like, outrageous.
Yeah, I typically do. I say something sarcastic.
Has anyone ever asked you that question?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A dude or?
A dude.
A dude.
Mm-hmm.
Where
was
this?
I was dating. Like, it wasn't like a serious dating relationship. It was kind of like.
So take me back to, like.
God, it's been years, Zorik. I don't remember.
So you were sitting down.
I was sitting. Yeah, sure.
And you were in your apartment.
Sure.
And he just sat there while you guys were watching the game.
Yeah, we must have been talking about, like, other intimate things.
Oh, okay. And it kind of segued to that.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was probably lighthearted, too. It wasn't probably that serious.
Yeah.
Knowing you, you probably kind of joked about it. Like, you probably got the question and you kind of just kind of brushed
no,
it off.
No, I was kind of like, why? Like, why do you want to know? And I laughed.
You probably did that exactly because I've seen you.
You know exactly what I did.
Yeah, yeah. And then it kind of got probably, like, you're probably nervous.
No, I think I was. I think I'm probably getting angry at that point because I'm like, why do you want to know? Like, I'm not asking you the question. Like, why do you? Why do you want to know?
Or was he like this? Was he like crickets after that? Did he answer like, why?
I don't remember. Honestly don't. But I remember it happened.
Yeah.
And part of me kind of is like, I don't care. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back too. Like, when someone's ever asked me that question, and I'm still saying no. No one's ever asked me that question. Maybe they're like, yeah.
Which I think people would be surprised at, like, what my answer would be. So.
Mm-hmm. We should do a numbers game.
Hell no. No.
We'll get all of our previous guests. Emma, let's get all of our previous guests, including ourselves, and we'll have like numbers like shuffled up in like a stack, and we'll pick up a number.
No,
and
that's a dangerous game already. I like, no, thank you. There is not enough alcohol in the world for that game.
Oh my gosh, that would be like the worst. I'd be like so nervous. Don't pick my number.
That is not enough alcohol in the world.
Oh my gosh, that'd be crazy. Okay, so. She goes on to say here that those who were divorced said that they would do everything we examined within the first 14 months of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning they would check the phones, they would fart, they would do all of the above, everything we talked about within the first 14 months. And then burping, farting, and leaving the bathroom door open are probably terrifying prospects in a new relationship. But couples who have a few years under their belts know that eventually nothing is off limits. So this comes out, what she's saying.
Yes, and I think that it does. I think the more, like, again, I've never really been in, like, a serious, like, long-term relationship, and so I don't know what I would be like in that. I know what I am in a very, like, short-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And in a short-term relationship, I'm like...
Yeah. I know, like, the first year of...
I like my rules.
Yeah, the first year of a serious relationship for me... let's say we're exclusive. Like, I don't fart, but I will fart in the bathroom.
I can't with you anymore.
And if I'm like taking a dump,
Zorik, please don't.
I mean, I would not leave the bathroom door open. Hell no, because that's kind of embarrassing too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever leave the bathroom door open when you're using the restroom?
No, I locked that bad boy up.
I think there was like one relationship where we were. Like, really close to where we could do that.
You know what freaks me out? Houses that, like, have, like, the huge, like, bathroom setup where it's, like, the shower, the bathtub, and the toilet, and the sinks.
Why does it freak you
out? But the toilets, like, don't have their own, like, little room. Like, close that toilet up. It needs its own little room with its own little thing because things happen to our bodies.
Hmm. Yeah. That reminds me of, like, a scary movie. Like a big bathroom. So Emma, how many men have you slept with?
That's all we have for today. Thank you so much for listening.
We want a question. We want an answer. Okay, she's not answering.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you leave us a wonderful review telling us how hilarious and amazing we are.
So what did you learn here, Emma, from this article?
I learned that for once my rules are good.
They're good?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you learned?
Yeah, I learned that I was right a lot in this episode.
Well, I guess.
I was right about a lot of things. So for all of you listening out there that question my rules, I say, ha-ha, they for once work. I'm not even upset about that.
And there's your sound. What I learned is that everything that I do is pretty much...
wrong.
They say not to do. and then it kind of what I'm learning here is after a year of being in a relationship, don't like let go. Don't let myself go, because it seems like everybody does that.
Oh yeah, I did that in this past relationship. It was not good.
And
at least I'm working out again.
There you go. That's good.
I'm working on my fitness.
When did you start working out?
Like what, 2 weeks ago, consistently again?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah,
have you ever
start
farted?
Prepping for 5Ks again.
Don't talk over me. Have you ever
I do what I want when I want.
You heard me say fart. Every time you see my lips like form the f- and then you keep talking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's a fly in here, Zork. It's bothering me.
It's my friend. His name is Marty McFly. Okay, well, I think that's it for today. Right?
Yes, that is all we have for today. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for me, because I've been on, like, the hot seat this whole time, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, I'll be on the hot seat next time.
Good.
We'll take turns.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So, how can they find us again?
So, you guys can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Date Podcast, and you can leave us an email with thoughts, questions, concerns at hello@datepodcast.com.
All right. Bye.
Bye.